You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood.
The composer of the song is Edwin Bouchette and Alvin Daniels. The arranger for the band is Salah Wilson. Please give them a big applause. Salah's Steel Pan Academy.
So when you hear that, you know that you're locked in to Boom Boom Time, the show that brings you the oldies, old calypso, old soca, old steel band,
and that's
R&B, soul, disco, funk. I am. You have to go right to the mic, little girl.
You are.
And you are.
DJ Shroom.
He is.
Angel.
And this is.
Puggy.
Who?
Puggy.
Who?
Puggy.
Uncle Puggy. Kuyama.
I want to say good afternoon to all Montreal and all those listening to CKUT and whatever the media. Saying good afternoon, it's the Reggae Thugster, the Pugster. Good afternoon.
But have mercy upon me, Angel. I want bad man with Avinia. The Thugster, the Pugster.
Reggae
thugs, give me the helbo there. That's helbo. H-E-L-B-O-W. Hey! Well, you know, sometimes you don't plan. Serendipity is a thing. The very, very, very first day the station was on, our first guest, albeit he was not on air, but the first person we greeted in studio was this man, and he's a giant of the Toronto international radio scene, because radio, let's face it, is international, right? And Toronto is a huge market, and reggae is international. So, international. H-I-N-T-E-R-N-A-L, international, man. So I'm pleased that you're here.
Thank you very much. It's you know, I'm thankful for being here. And Angel, we need to talk to her English teacher.
But first of all, let me introduce myself. Good afternoon, Montreal. Well, flap, flap, flap. I know you're coming in, but flap, flap, flap. As the man said, we have to talk. I'm taking front one time. I know all the Jamaicans do it. All right? So I put in my, as we say in Trini, put the cat before the donkey. Or the donkey.
Put the cat on the table.
You notice we are on this side of the table and them over there, so. They're not yard in front of them, so them go on. Them is tricky, trickies, right? Listen here. Today is a special Sunday as well, and we're going to talk throughout the show about it. It's SoCan Sunday, and traditionally and historically at CKUT, program managers told us, if you know you have friends in the Canadian music scene, now is the time to play their music so you could put them on the official SoCan chart. And let me tell you something. When I was station manager and we do the annual budget, we used to have to pay a large amount to SoCan. And we, in them days, we did broke arm, broke. Canadians, that was, we were really broke. And we made sure our share, and in some of the negotiations of monies that we gave to SoCan, that they would pay the Canadian artists. So today we're playing predominantly Canadian music, and that's why it's great that Mr. Pugster, who just blast me right now, a good thing me went to take one shower, right? It's radio, and radio is now a visual audible medium. Can you let it go? Hi, let it go, Puggy. I have plans for you, you know. All right, any event, and I'll hold up the thing. You heard our first track was Sala Steel Pan. And then, of course, we went straight in Caribbean Voices. So some of the favorites that we have, and so it's a CD show. We're working up to get a turntable just now, you know, Mr. Puggy. All right, we want somebody with a technique needle. You can't help us out. We're going to talk after. Very good, very good. It's a beggy Sunday, too. Yeah, nice.
She's in the room. I'm in the room.
Oh, yeah, you're in the room, too. Yeah, we're going to talk about that because...
Yeah, you're a big artist, right?
Throughout the show, we want to talk about some of those things. And so Puggy being here, he's going to help me with the Canadian reggae. Because, as I say, he's a titan. And not to say he don't have R&B and soca. He know them from long time. You know, listen, Puggy, when you know me, I know soca and all them things from I was 98 pounds. So you know that was...
No, let's just say from you were in your acting days. When you were
98 pounds. Hi! Hey! All right, listen. Yeah. Go close to the mic.
Uncle Puggy's not just... He's a legend.
Ooh! Him blushing. Okay, so listen, we're now going to all up the thing, because we're going to try to get as much music as possible. And listeners, sometimes over the years when you have bought CDs from somebody on Eglinton or at in front of Corey House or down at Herbie's shop or the old Princesa in La Salle or you went to a culture show and artists were selling their CDs, this is what was important, because most likely, or more often than not, they registered on SoCan. And maybe then, if it's even $20, that's SoCan. Because we have Caribbean transplanted artisans in Canada. And that the fact that Canadian established institutions can give them a 10 cents for their work... Well, give me a give you the mic, Mr. Angel Jumpy.
Well, yes. Well, I'm saying, I mean, not only because the soul can be play Canadian or Montreal artists, this is what we already do in Boom Boom Time. We all, you know, we always pick up and play over Montreal artists. So it's not because the soul can be doing this. Right,
but in particular today,
but
we
not
have, yes,
not
we want to make sure.
Yeah, them don't that know
we
that.
We follow up the show.
We don't know that because I think when we did play Saga Boy and a sweet one from Skippy.
Yeah.
One thing about community radio, right? By the time you leave the station in the old days and you stop off to buy, oh, I need garbage bag, and you're gone to a Farmer Pre. Somebody, weren't you just on the radio? Yeah. We live, Puggy, talk.
No, it's all about community still, and it's very nice when you can go into a supermarket or something like that, Angel. And you see an artist where you're just playing. Name can't say, Angel,
yeah,
man.
True. We give thanks. That, yeah. Even phone call and thing. As there soon as go. We get the phone, man, if the phone was hooked up, man, it would be ringing there. So anyway, music time. We're going to play some music. And
CKUT 90.3 FM. We are the Boom Boom Time Crew with Uncle Puggy.
All right, and we kick off, as you say, Sala, Caribbean Voices. And now this man, Love Man Kent himself. Hey, don't you are. Hold up.
Steel band going down the drain, and it driving people insane. The pain of the bacchanal, old time carnival. Begging, panting, bego, please don't let it go. All over the world, people love the steel band music for so. I want to hear them stand up and ringing, and we want to hear them get up and strumming. I said we want to hear them bassline running. Steel band music dying very slow. What we gonna do? Pantrin Bego. Canadians playing it. American playing it. European playing it. But West Indians don't promote it. Canadians playing it. In the US they playing it. European playing it. But West Indians don't promote it. Look at that. Hey boy. It's like crying in the rain, destroying fortune and fame. The road makes a walk, and steel band makes a talk. Calling out band tuners, and steel band players. Get up, don't be lazy, the steel band locking your harmony. We want to hear them stand up and ringing. And we want to hear them get up and strumming. I said we want to hear them baseline running. Steel band music dying very slow. What we gonna do? Country they go. Canadian playing it, Australian playing it, European playing it, but West Indian so promote it. Look at that. Canadian playing it, Australian playing it, European playing it, but West Indian so promote it. Ellie Manette and Old Rodney, we should make them boys be happy. Like pulling a behind, why steel band cannot stay alive? Open steel band industries, open school and factories. In the days of old, we are the best instrument in the world. We want to hear them stand up and ring it. And we want to hear them get up and strumming. I said we want to hear them bass line running. Steel band music dying very slow. What we gonna do? Pantrin they go. China playing it, Japanese playing it, Sweden playing it, but Africa don't want it. China playing it, Japanese playing it, Sweden playing it, but Africa don't want it. Look at that. Export the band, man. Did I tell you?
Dennis James in the house, Montreal. Dennis James.
nation we will create. And what we got, my friend, is a strong agenda to foster love and abolish hate. Standing guard, be ready to fight and defend our nation right to have a say. With open arms, we welcome in everybody. We give in love, yes, we give in love. We give in sweet love, decent notion. So when they ask you, man, why you celebrating, tell them it's 10 years for future building. When they ask you, man, why you so damn happy, tell them it's 10 years for future building. Let them know you're not about to worry, because it's 10 years, I say it's 10 years, you know it's 10 years.
Tonight we come out for action.
All night long.
when you hear me calling.
All night long.
He's not joker joking.
All night long.
I really need you badly.
All night long.
To rub down my body. And now we get it together. Let us keep it forever. Oh, baby, I don't want this dream to over. We come here to party. Aye, aye, aye. And to soak a nice wee body.
Aye, aye, aye.
We go dance as if we crazy.
Aye, aye, aye.
We go wine and free up we body.
Aye, aye, aye.
We feel it. We feel it.
Side of what you just talked about a while ago, because most of them, it's like it have to be a 9-to-5 because they cannot survive from the Canadian point of view.
Yeah.
And being in the position that I have been, which is, you know, being a radio host for X amount of years, I have found that to be true. Okay, I can use one example. I don't want to draw this over. One of the examples I can use is my sister, Tasha T.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha T is a dynamic performer. She's worked, sponsored herself, gone to Africa, and does all the recording. She has no sponsorship.
Yeah.
But she owns down 3 jobs. Plus, yeah. We're good? So, yeah, plus she owns down 3 jobs. So, the whole of that now is so much to do. So...
Wait, we gotta start over that whole interview, this thing there.
We starting it over?
Yeah. Start over.
We're starting over. Come correct. So essentially I wanted to talk about, you know, right before the pandemic, I was doing some storytelling stuff, hearing from some elders in the community. And some of them were expressing that, you know, now that I've retired and I put aside the thing I wanted to do when I came to Canada, which was whatever it was. I'm an artist. I didn't know us or this place stay, racism. I fell in love. I put aside childish things, and I had a family. Now that I'm retired and they picked me, them married and gone, and now I belong to be this place. You know, I will get a pension, but I'm not 100% fulfilled. Have you come across artists that you have been talking to in your parts of Canada that are now realizing that, yes, I could go to the factory and I can work my day, but as I get home 5 o'clock, my real job as an artist starts? Speak to me about that sentiment, because I think the pandemic has really, you know, heightened the fact that we need to reinvent ourselves.
Au contraire, mon ami. I speak of French. On the contrary, you know, because what I've found out over the years is that most of the especially, okay, I can speak of Toronto then.
Yeah.
Most of the artists in Toronto have to be doing one or two or three different jobs. So then, therefore, is music really their profession? Music becomes a secondary thing, I find. That's, you know, even those who have that passion.
It's not a hobby, though. Because I hate when you sort of, okay, yeah, I crochet. But crochet cannot feed you. Right? Crochet cannot feed you. So you call that a hobby. But if I write and bear my soul and my song, or I paint, right? And yes, it cannot feed me. That is not a hobby. I am an artist. That's the distinction for me.
The problem I find, as you're saying still, especially, again, I have this pinpoint Toronto. Artists don't get... Canadian artists get no respect. They're very good Canadian artists. Mm-hmm. Trust me. I don't want to start calling names, but they're very good Canadian artists. They get absolutely no respect. I'm also in the part of the program that I've seen promoters who... Them want to get a Canadian artist $2, and after I pay, okay, let me speak 30, properly. 30,000 per diem, and so, you know the rest of the things that will come with mm-hmm. that still. But yet still, you got to look at the Canadian artist and say to him, here's that $100, here's that $200, and expect him to be, him have people for feet too.
You're lucky if he can get $100, $200.
Sure,
what happened to you?
You see?
You know what we used to do with the Montreal Reggae Fest?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after a lot of people said that Eric didn't do anything and blah, blah, blah. But Eric did a lot of profound things.
No.
He did a lot of profound things. Whilst he did not have the cash to pay Canadian artists, he
exposure.
Would give them tickets.
And exposure.
Go and sell those tickets. And what once you sell them, that's your money. Because ultimately, the bar is his, right? So it works. Right? In kind, right? And there are different pricing platforms that we need to... You know, man, you're going to talk plenty. Anyway, let me play the
yeah,
people.
Yeah, we want
to
play some tune. I said, what you say, Angel, already?
Play the people their music. Angel looking at us and saying,
yes,
oh, God.
Yes,
that's a whole together. But the importance of registering SoCan, your music.
And this tune here, it really brings back memories. Before I even get there, I had a big up... The Montreal Canadiens, right? We have to do that. Not only big up. I big up the bookies. You see the men who take bet?
Yeah.
You see all the money they lost in the past 28 years? Because I think there was like 50-something for one store or some kind of big thing. Yeah, man. Because we were real underdogs. But hey. I'm glad for them.
West of on the 401. They're very shocked over here.
Oh, yes, yes. Trust me.
But I don't think they're going to go ahead.
But this true.
Oh, you mean the Leafs? No. The Toronto Maple Leaf people, them?
The Leafs are falling.
I know me, say so, Toronto.
You see some autumn around
there.
Hey.
I still have to go back home.
Listen, I know you still have to go back home too.
And I still have to go and jump up every now and then when there's a caravan or so.
But yeah, you see this tune here. When I hear this tune, because normally this time we in the mass camp, right? And we moving. We actually move in the mass camp. And this tune really bring back, you know what I mean, good memories at that day. And we will be also be celebrating two birthdays. But we'll get that in the mass camp. But
you realize today is real kiddies carnival?
But that's what I'm showing you. You know what I mean?
Today would have been real kiddies carnival in Bill Dernan Arena, you know?
Yes, but that was showing you. So this
play. Drop it track. CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Boom Boom Time.
Hey, Pete Douglas in the house.
Oh, afraid. I so afraid. Miss Irene!
Merry Maker say they're coming. They're bringing good vibes this year.
Sorry. I want to say good afternoon to my mother. I got to say that because I got to go back home.
Shot me right, madness, folks. How they boasting. Telling everyone beware.
Pete Douglas for Miss Irene.
Roots standing in a corner. They just came back from TNT with nice ideas. But all you don't forget about Twizzler. They say they come in to play. So stay out their way. It's fun and ningole. With mass, sweet mass. Yes, mass. And they're shouting, "Oi, mama. Carry Fiesta coming." I said, why, papa. Don René Lavec, we heading. Gonna be there. I said, why, mama, carry Fiesta coming. Everybody, why, papa, down René Lavec, we heading. With the Calypsonians down in the tents. Some of them coming with humor, others with angers to vent. All Calypsonians busy writing. They want to know this year who got
50 people dinner with just the family. And so there was a dinner following their wedding. And I want to tell you, next to my nephew's wedding, that was the greatest family wedding. And it's a full Jamaican wedding, right? Jamaican children born probably here of Jamaican parents. Great-grandmother and godmother were the elder. We had a little four-month baby, so I'd like to congratulate Natasha Long and Donovan Allen, as well as Leroy Young and Andrea Henry on the union of their children, Duval Young and Cheyenne Allen Long, or Long Allen. Sorry, don't shoot me, people. But we do know our Mr. and Mrs. Young now, a very young couple. They gave the families 2 weeks to do this dinner. And family, great-grandmother is Evadne Davidson. Grandmothers included Natalie Fleming, known as Miss Shirley, Veronica Long, Adrian Long, and Egerton Allen. Edgerton. Father Edgy. And so putting those families together, the Frontline and the Mango Bay family and the Long family, long-term nurses in the Canadian health profession, and of course the international Little Thunder dynasties together and the families. It was wonderful. We were at our mask. The union was held at Wisdom and Life Church. Congratulations on that new property. Pastor Andrew was fabulous. And the family blessing of the meal was done by the president of the Jamaica Association, the uncle of the groom, Mr. Mark Henry, IMC'd, and COVID-19, you lie. Gwe, you cannot stop love. You cannot stop love.
Bon COVID,
straight up. So congratulations. And now back to the music. What am I doing?
But no, I say you have a doggies lying up there, so.
Oh, I didn't. Did I?
Yes. So I waiting on you to do the doggies.
I didn't get the doggies yet.
What do you think? Boy, oh, gosh. Boy,
you guys. Whoever
we have to do a Byron Cameron. We have to do
look up a new tune coming.
Yes.
From
the doggies.
Yes.
Yeah, you and him are trying to do something.
We're trying. I don't know when. So people, please. I'm trying my best to record. To do it.
You're also doing a tune that Mr. Loveman Kent.
Yes.
Wrote.
I'm trying for that.
Okay.
I have some new music coming. I don't know when in the future. And I also have something else. Mom.
Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah, go ahead, Storm. Keep talking.
I don't know if I should launch my new band now or. Wait.
Yeah, we're gonna wait.
We go wait.
as we say, right?
I'm gonna
give away everything all the time.
I'm gonna wait until, but people, if you're coming to Normal, October 16 at the MCSO 7401 Newman.
Guess what? I found the doggies.
You find the doggies. All right.
Normal, and now doggies. Grenada, may God bless you. We know Grenada's having a festival shortly. Look out for Sister Gemma and the Grenada crew. I believe Doggies is the president. Right? So get them a doggies. Yes?
It's forever summertime. All right, so listen, all the same, I know doggies, I know doggies, but I, that was Sister P, right? I know all the same that too. I know all the same that, but I know doggies, I know doggies. But yeah, that's what top, yeah, that's what top, that hold it, you know. You can't play the two of them, you know. You get nervous.
Yes. The computer's not working. It's trying to
embarrass me on our Toronto radio station. Can I say something?
Yeah, sure. Say something.
I'm Montreal rooted and grounded.
Yes, I know you come from here. Yeah, we can never make you out.
But we. If you.
Go ahead. You're live, as we say. You're live.
If you're coming to my concert, and this is not my first concert, people. This is not my first concert.
It's a brewer, you don't start.
Huh?
Really trade you
this is not my first country. This is my second. After this, if you're coming to my concert, you have to. It's October the 16th, so people mark it down from now. Mark it down from now. It's at MCSO.
All right, so since here, what are we going to do? All right.
MCSO, yes, finish.
Uh-huh. MCSO, go ahead.
Keep talking, boo-boo.
The time, if the doors open at 8 o'clock sharp. So if you, and here what happened there. I see a lot of the concert people come out. People come to a concert to stand up. People, if you're coming to a concert, my team is not just it's not a stand-up team. My concert is not a stand-up team. If you're coming to a concert slash fest, people, we are good. I want you. I don't want this thing where you guys come out and I know you guys will come out in your pretty clothes, but I'm telling you now, if a storm and a blizzard second concert.
Okay. I think they have it, boo-boo.
All right, so here we're going to do, since we're going to probably do doggies later, and hey, but I have the big man. I have the big man. I'm going to do the big man, and then we're going to come back. Hey, Montreal. CKUT 90.3 FM.
That was you, eh?
No, that's wrong button. Like me. No. You see, it was on the same deal. It's on the same deal.
A life that I could share for just one day. We should have met some years ago. For your sake, I say, walk away, just go. Walk away and live a life that's full with no regrets.
Don't look back at me. Just try to forget. Why build a dream that cannot come true? So be strong, reach the stars now, walk away, walk on. If I heard your voice, I'd beg you to stay. Don't say a word, just run right away. Goodbye, my love, my tears will fall now that you're gone. I can't help but cry.